I think today, when you have an Arab world that is going through so many challenging times, it is imperative that we have a forum where we can talk about all the different elements that affect the investment in human dignity, that affect the improvement in quality of people's lives. And so it is crucial that this meeting happens.
This year it will be dedicated to peace. What are you trying to reach from connecting science to peace?
Well, we call it science for peace because we realize that peace is not just a situation that it means absence of conflict. Peace is also peace of existence, peaceful existence with the best qualities that one is able to invest in human beings' lives.
What are the main issues that will be discussed during the forum?
The topics range from energy, water and environment. We talk about science diplomacy. We talk about post-war recovery and reconstruction rehabilitation. We have a wide range, 8 plenary sessions, 15 thematic sessions, special side sessions, sessions dealing with gender equality, recognizing the role of Arab science diaspora, recognizing the wide and distinguished cultural heritage of Arab and Muslim scientists, as well as the role of young scientists in emerging
research. Yeah, I want to ask you about the role of youth and women in this.
Women and youth will be strongly highlighted in the forum. We will have a special session for youth, but we also have ensured that youth and women are represented in all of our plenary panels.